And we are here in the studio for the halftime show of the Bluffton Beavers and Defiance Yellow Jackets football game. I'm James Hudson. I'm here in the studio with Trent Mast. And Trent, what do you think of this football game so far today?
I'm really impressed with the way our team has played all around off on the offensive side of the ball as well as the defensive side of the ball. I mean, coming into the game, we knew that they had come in playing very well last weekend against Franklin, only coming up 4 short in that game, and it just, you can see the confidence in all of the players. And I mean, our defensive line, I'm pretty sure all of them are seniors, and they have been tearing it up. I mean, Zick has a couple sacks. Ali Moore has one, I do believe. They're just all around, as a whole, the team's playing really well. I mean, Nobis, he has 4 incompletes, I believe. No, he has more than 4 now. He has a couple incomplete passes, but all around, he's been playing really well. I mean, this is the first time I've gotten to watch him play this year, and he's just tearing it up. I mean, his vision and just how he passes, he's so accurate. I mean, all around, he's just been playing very well.
Yeah, for sure. And I did have the stats pulled up here, but there, when I refreshed the page, it kind of went away. Oh, you got it. Let me see here if I can. But, I mean, for the Bluffton Beavers, Zach Nobis, he is on fire right now. Yeah. You know, he has one interception, but he also has a touchdown. So those, I mean, I would consider those a balance out.
Yeah.
And then you have, you know, he's what? Let me see here. I gotta scroll down here so I can see it. You know, he's 15 for 21 with 216 passing yards.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a heck of a day. I mean, yeah. 216 passing yards before the half.
Yeah.
I mean, and on the rushing side of the ball, you know, Drake Campbell has 33 yards. And then
Trenton Besgrove,
you know, he has 32. That's a decent ground game.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think Bluffton, like, overall are just playing really well. Their defense, like you said, is doing phenomenal right now. So I definitely think that Bluffton's doing a great job. And Trent, what do you think they need to continue with or change a little bit in the second half to fix some things and keep going?
Defensively, I just think they need to keep doing what they're doing on the defensive side. I mean, they've had, I believe, two red zone stops already. And, I mean, offensively, they're doing anything you could ask for them. I mean, they're protecting Nobis when he's trying to pass the ball. Even when he has to move out of the pocket a little bit, he's still accurate on the run. So just keep playing the way you are. And even, if anything, just raise the intensity a little bit.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And, you know, as far as around the area goes, let me see here. Manchester and Anderson. I mean, Manchester is putting a smackdown on Anderson. And, yeah, so that's definitely a big game for Manchester. And back to Bluffton, I mean, Defiance has been tearing up on the ground today.
Yeah.
71 yards from Corey Bennett. And what do you think the Beavers need to do to stop that run game?
I think we're playing more towards the, you know, the passing. And we're shutting down the passing, but they're just making, their offensive line is just making big holes for their running backs to just go right through. So I think they just need to dig in and just try and do all they can to stop that run.
Yeah, that's definitely true. They've been doing pretty well on the ground, Defiance has, and so that's definitely a big thing for Bluffton to fix is the run game.
Yeah.
And like you said, they've been stopping the passing yards, but it's definitely been hard for them to stop the run game, and so I think if they can control that, they'll have a little bit of an easier time there.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more about Bluffton Beavers football and catch you up on the Division I games going around the country. You're listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard. Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Need to get some rest. This is the worst headache ever.
Right arm's all tingly all of a sudden. Must have slept on it last night.
I keep losing my balance. These old bones need some exercise.
Granddaddy, what you just said doesn't even make sense. It sounds like gibberish.
Signs like these could be more than what they seem. They could be a sign of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Sudden trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hello, car of teenagers. If you don't mind, I'm only going to broadcast this out of the speaker on the passenger side so we can talk in private. Okay, now that we're alone, what's with your friend's driving? Is he always this reckless? You should say something, something witty. Make a joke about the airbag or something. Hearses are funny, too. You could make a joke about hearses. Driver, just so you know, we're totally not talking about you. He suspects nothing.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and SpeakUpOrElse.com.
And we're back here to the halftime show. The Bluffton Beavers and the Defiance Yellow Jackets football game is going on today. Bluffton has the lead here, 20-7. And Defiance has been controlling the run game, and also Bluffton has been controlling the passing game. And so it's been a good game for the Beavers, and I think if they just continue what they've been doing, they'll really control the second half of the football game. And around the country, there have been several football games going on today. To start out, we told you about the TCU West Virginia game going on at during our pregame show, and here now, West Virginia is putting a whooping on TCU. They're up 40-10. It's in the fourth quarter, about 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Then you got the Ohio State game. Ohio State and Michigan State. They're at the end of the third quarter right now, and Ohio State's only up by a field goal. You know, they led the most of the first half, 7-3, and then Michigan State kicked another field goal. Ohio State kicked a field goal. So now, I mean, they're only up by 3 points, so... but Ohio State is a good fourth quarter football team.
Yeah. And, I mean, all week Ty and I on the Beaver Dam talked about how Michigan State always seems to give Ohio State a game, no matter the records or the differences in the team. And as we can see right now, the teams are really going at it. And, I mean, Ohio State has the ball going into the fourth quarter. So right there, that'll be big for them to capitalize on this chance they have.
Yeah, for sure. We also have Navy and UCF going at it right now. UCF's up 35-24 on Navy, but Navy looking to come back here in the fourth quarter. There's about 3 minutes and 54 seconds left, so that's plenty of time to come back and get 10 points. And then, once again, South Carolina leading Florida. Florida's ranked, South Carolina's not. They're only leading them by 3 points, but it's still impressive from South Carolina, being that they're unranked, and taking on a powerful Florida Gators team.
Yeah. I mean, we talked earlier about how South Carolina was ahead and how they would want to continue to stay ahead and keep at it. But it looks like Florida has just picked up momentum after that first quarter when they were down 14-0. They've just come back and have really made the game more of a game.
Yeah, and then, you know, you also, I mean, they're in the red zone right now. It's first and goal with about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So, you know, Florida has a chance to come back here. And then one of the other games going on right now is Penn State and Wisconsin. They got about 7.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And Penn State, not as big as a lead as I would have assumed against the Wisconsin team that, you know, they're not bad, but they're not Penn State good. And they're only down by 12, 22-10. I mean, with 7.5 minutes left, that's definitely a feasible goal to get. And yeah. Wisconsin has the ball right now. And so keep a close eye on that game. It could get a lot closer than anybody anticipated. Some games coming up. Alabama, Mississippi State. We talked about it during the pregame show. And, I mean, Alabama's obviously the number one ranked team, the best team in, I would say, you know, America right now. And so I definitely think that Alabama is going to... they're going to beat Mississippi State, but I think Mississippi State might come out and surprise a little bit some people.
Yeah.
And then Michigan at Rutgers. Michigan ranked number 4, Rutgers not ranked. You know, Rutgers having some struggles here this year. Michigan, yeah. They started off a little slow, but they've really picked up the pace here in the second half of the year.
Yeah, I mean, their first game against Notre Dame is their only loss on the year, but after that they've really just have been tearing it up. I mean, they beat Penn State the other week by a large margin, and I mean Rutgers, I mean their record's 1-8, so obviously they're in a little bit of a lull here this season, but
yeah, definitely. And you know, Michigan State being ranked number 4, they're yeah. talking about how Ohio State, you know, they have to beat Michigan to be able to have even a potential to make the college football playoffs. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely crucial for Ohio State to watch a lot of film and learn the Michigan offense inside and out.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see, other big games we have going on, Kentucky and Tennessee. Kentucky more well-known for their basketball team,
yeah,
for sure. But, I mean, Kentucky's ranked. They're 11th, you know, just outside of the top 10. And that's pretty impressive for a Kentucky football team that usually nobody hears too much about.
Yeah.
Tennessee having a little bit of an off year. They're usually pretty good, and I mean they're not bad, but they're not ranked this year. And so I look for Kentucky to come out and play hard, but I wouldn't count the Tennessee Volunteers out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean they have a good, they're Division I, so they have to obviously have a pretty decent football team.
Yeah.
And so it might be a lot closer, and you know I wouldn't even be surprised if Tennessee won the game. We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Bluffton Beavers and then send it over back live to the stadium and have the second half. You're listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Oh! You are round MVP.
Yeah, man! Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way! That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests. And a high score goes to... Brian.
Oh, yeah. High score, baby.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, Or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
And we are back here on the halftime show for the Bluffton Beaver and Defiance Yellow Jacket football game. I'm James Hudson here with my co-host Trent Mast. And, you know, we've been discussing a little bit about what Bluffton needs to do to come out in the second half and control the rest of the football game. And I think one of those key things is going to be field goals and kickoffs. What do you think, Trent?
Yeah, I mean, there in the first half, we had a missed field goal and then missed extra point. So just coming out and making sure you get those, either the field goal to get you 7 points, or, well, an extra point.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Or the field goal to get the 3 points. I mean, any point you get is a more of a lead that you have over them.
Yeah, and so, I think, you know, people might overlook that right now because they're up 20-7, but those points could come back to haunt you if they let Defiance come out and continue to run the ball like they have in the first half and the defense slacks off. You know, those three are, you know, that 3 and 1 point, that could be the difference maker between winning and losing the ball game. So, but I think if Zach Nobis comes out and continues to dominate the passing game, I think the Bluffton Beavers are going to have no issue winning this football game. And so just look for Nobis to come out and continue his hot streak, and look for Coach Krepps to maybe go for two. You know, lost a little bit of confidence in his kicker there, so look for that to happen also.
Yep.
Well, I'm James Hudson. I'm here with my co-host Trent Mast. Thank you for listening to the Halftime Show. We're going to send it back out live to Ty Avila and
Floyd Kotrovic.
Thank you for tuning in, and you're listening to 96.1 The Wit.